coming up on episode number 351. Well, you know, I've done some Not Safe for Work and Not Safe for Children shows, and I'm about to make up for that with a show of all music that will appeal to you whether you're 9 or 99, but mostly for the kids. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's August 7th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you music that will appeal to the kid in you, the kid at heart, or, hey, you know, some real, actual kids. And because I know how much kids like to listen to my voice, I'm going to do very little talking in tonight's show. So, with that, let's get things started with the uncovered gem of the week. When I was putting this show together, I ran across a song that I have just fallen in love with. I've listened to it over and over. Tristan totally digs it, and I've talked to the performer. It's an awesome, awesome track. It's called Crazy Daisy from the album of the same name, and it's performed here by Chris Ligon.
Crazy Daisy doesn't faze me, but Hairy Cherry, very scary. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Jack and Jill went on the zipper. Jack got sick, but Jill felt chipper. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Guanji, why aren't you singing?
All I ever get to do is that ba-da-bop jazz. I want to sing the lead.
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, you can't sing lead.
Watch me, paratrooper, super duper, the crunkin' punkin' will leave you sunken. Oh no.
Take me back to the track. just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, cha-boogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, cha-boogie, choo-choo. Choo-choo, cha-boogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Can you be in a bad mood after listening to that song? I think I should put that actually as my ringtone or my alarm clock bell or something like that. That's Red Red Robin, performed by Rosie Flores, recommended by Sky Blue Sky, who's the coolest pen name ever. That comes from an album called The Bottle Let Me Down, Songs for Bumpy Rides. And whether you're, you know, a kid or not, I'm sorry, Bumpy Wagon Rides, whether you're a kid or not, it's certainly something that you can bop along to yourself. Before that, someone I've been meaning to play on the show for a long time, Chris Daniels and the Kings, a local Colorado staple. This guy performs live everywhere. The band performs live everywhere. And I've had the chance to meet him. He and I even talked about doing a new version of the Coverville theme song of Cover Me. And it never materialized. Maybe someday it will. But I'm honored that he's allowing me to play his music on the show. Chris Daniels and the Kings with Choo Choo Cha Boogie, a Louis Jordan cover. Before that, we started off the show with Crazy Daisy, the uncovered gem of the week. It's an original by Chris Ligon. We should have asked him how to pronounce that. It comes from an album called Crazy Daisy, although I hear that if you pick up that The Bottle Let Me Down Songs for Bumpy Wagon Rides, you'll find it on there as well. Coming up next, another one that actually came from that recommendation from Sky Blue Sky. Three is a magic number, and I've got a great Blind Melon cover of it, but I'm also kind of thrilled with this version right here. It's by a group called the Jelly Dots, and it's from a 2006 compilation called Hey You Kids. And of course, it's a cover of the Bob Doro Schoolhouse Rock song. Start your counting right now.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three
that's a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. Six, nine, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. Cause in the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30, 3 times 9 is 27, 3 times 8 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21, 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3 times 10 is 30, 3 times 9 is 27, 3 times 8 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21, 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1, what is it?
3!
And that's a magic number. That's a magic number.
Thank you.
Got you working on your directions and your counting in that last set. That was Up and Down by the Mr. T Experience from their 1989 release, Big Black Bugs Bleed Blue Blood. I really did not think I was going to be able to say that in one try. That comes from Sesame Street originally. Before that, the Pinball Number Count. Here it's just called The Number Count by the Wicked Hemlocks from the 2007 release Quill of the Mad. Originally done also for Sesame Street, but the one you heard as you watched the little animated pinball bounce through all the gates and off the bumpers was done by the Pointer Sisters. And we started off the set with Three is the Magic Number from the Hey You Kids album 2006. That was the Jelly Dots. And of course, the original was a Schoolhouse Rock favorite, written and performed by Bob Doro. All right, one last set of music here. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off with a little a cappella. It's On Top of Spaghetti, here performed by The Persuasions.
Ooh, oh, oh. My. Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it makes you wanna cry. But this is a laughing song. A song for all the little kids who don't like broccoli. Some of you don't like your corn. But you love your meatballs. So this is what we call a meatball story. Yes, a meatball story. And this friend of mine, his name was James Weldon Eldorado McMeatball. I'm going to say that again. James Weldon Eldorado McMeatball. Good old boy, good friend of mine. I loved him dearly, but you know, James, he had a coat that he wore all the time. Everywhere you see James, he had this coat on. He loved the coat so much, he named the coat. He called the coat Tomato. Tomato sauce, yes. When you see James, you saw his coat Tomato sauce. There comes James and his coat Tomato sauce. Well, this is a little short story about James and his coat Tomato sauce. So take a listen, everybody. oh, 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 on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor. And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled in the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. So if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when somebody sneezes. Oh, I said, if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to that meatball when somebody sneezes. Yeah, on top of spaghetti all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor. And then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled into the garden and under a bush. And then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. If you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when your mommy sneezes. Yeah, if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when somebody sneezes. Yeah, yeah, if you like spaghetti all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball when your mommy sneezes.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong. asleep, and have you heard voices? Yes, I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La di da di da, la di da la di da.
Hey everybody, I just got word from the fire marshal. They're gonna shut us down if you don't scoot back. Everybody take 3 steps back. Come on now. Listen, it's been a good time here at the gardens, and let's don't ruin it now. Everybody scoot back or the fire marshal's gonna shut us down right now, all right? You wanna go on with the show? And scoot back. All right, let's go. You ready to hear it? Let's go, all right.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. Part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Having just finished his morning bath and having searched for his hairbrush, Larry cries out.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush?
Having heard his cry, Paul Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Paul regains his composure and reports.
I think I saw your hairbrush back there.
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Junior Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments.
Why don't
I
have a
hair? Yeah, Larry is taken back. The thought had never occurred to him, no hair. What would this mean? What would become of him? What would become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders.
No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, 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 no hair for my hairbrush.
Having heard his wanderings, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses. Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never really use it, and it, you don't really need it, so well. I'm sorry, I didn't know, so I gave it to the peach, yeah, 'cause he's got hair, he's got sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments.
Not fair, my hairbrush. Not fair, my poor hairbrush.
Judah's lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself being in a town. Yeah, Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful. Yeah.
Thanks for the hairbrush.
Yeah, yeah, good has been done here. The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush. He cries out!
Take care of my hairbrush. Take care of my hairbrush. Take care, don't dare, not care. Take care, nice hair, no care. Take care, take care.
By request from Mike, that is Audio Adrenaline with a cover of the Hairbrush song, originally by VeggieTales. That it comes from the album Veggie Rocks, which came out in 2004. Before that, Sarah McLachlan doing The Rainbow Connection, originally done by Kermit the Frog, but it was written by Paul Williams. That comes from For the Kids, an album came out in 2002, a compilation album, and Devin requested that one. And I forgot to mention that the pinball number count song that we heard in the previous set, performed by the Wicked Hemlocks, was recorded requested. It was requested by Rich. That is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. As I cue up the closing music. Well, there's definitely a lot of kids' cover songs out there that that I can pull from for the next edition. So make sure to get me an email with a request for what you'd like to hear in that one, or what you'd like to hear in a regular request show, or maybe a cover story you've got an idea for, a theme show you've got an idea for. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with a Throwing Muses-related cover story, a Throwing Muses family cover story, stuff like the Breeders, the Amps, etc. Stay tuned for that on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.